Well, first of all, I want to beg you pardon because my English is very poor. I try to speak the more clear than I can. Let me introduce myself. Well, as Ingo said, I'm Balza Ortega. Acabal Tolkien. In the web you can follow me with this name. I'm doing thesis, but this is not important for this talk. I'm teacher of secondary level. I teach physics, science, chemistry to students from 12 to 16 years old. I can say it's not easy. It's not easy. This is important because I think trying to speak physics to the students helped me to try to explain me well. And this is important for my work, for the field of work. I am teacher of the University College UNED, it's a distant university of Spain. But this is not important. The most important for me is, I think for this talk, is that I am a simple user. I don't know nothing about programming, about developer. When I say a black screen in my laptop or my computer, I enter in panic mode. I don't know what I have to do. So my story starts in 27, when I have curiosity for GNU Linux, for free software, and I try to install in my computer a distribution about Linux. I try Sun, Mandriva, I try Fedora, I try SUSE, Nopix, but I can install it in my computer. Always fails something, or something the graphic or doesn't work the sound. Well, it's what I'm there. And then I try to install one SUSE or OpenSUSE, I don't remember well. All works fine, less a USB modem. Do you remember the USB modem? And it was a nightmare to install in a computer. Well, it was horrible. But reading a lot of forums, reading news, reading blogs, reading webs, reading how-to, reading tutorials, finally I install the USB modem in my computer, and I finally have a computer with Linux in my home. You can trust me or no, I am a serious man. But this afternoon, I remember well, I started to jump with plenty of happiness because I can finally have a Linux in my computer. It was in 27, so I started to learn free software. I have problems, but I can solve all of them thanks to the web. Then I discovered Amarok, discover Ocular, discover Contact. I discover all the universe of KDE, and I fell in love. I love this software. It's fantastic. It's marvelous. I was happy, but I started to think why the people around me don't use free software. Why don't they use KDE? Why don't they use Linux? And I start to think why I can't use Linux. Well, I thought that was two reasons because I can't use Linux. The first of all, is that I have curiosity. I try to make a jump. And I have knowledge of computers. I can do it because I can read in English, I can understand the developers a little. And finally, I have some knowledge of English, almost reading. But the people around me don't have knowledge of computers, and they can't read anything in English from a developer to a developer, because there is a little problem that I found in that moment. When I read a blog or a post or a tutorial on how to, this document was made from developer to developer, and they talk in a particular language. It's difficult to a simple user to understand what they have to do. So I have free time in that moment and thought, why not create a blog about free software from the point of view of a user to another user? Well, then one more Kiddy blog. Kiddy blog is a blog with two goals. First of all, talk about how do the things in free software or free do the things in Kiddy to another people who is new. In Spanish, obvious, because I'm a master in English. I must do it in Spanish, and the people around me, and the people I want to use Linux, only read in Spanish. And the second, I want to be a serious project. So I promise myself, I promise myself that I will post a diary post every day. Every day of the year, I will post a blog. I will post. Obviously, when I started, I was a newbie, and I only post about Kiddy applications and how to solve it. In that moment, I post about applications, tricks, how to solve this, and more. Well, I said I make a post daily. I can demo. This is a snapshot of today. I make 3,600 posts in 7 years and a half, which means 1.3 posts by day. When I have time, I publish more than one post by day. I have few comments. I think my blog is a blog that doesn't generate comments. It's my fault. Well, I think, obviously, my posts are good, are bad, are regular, but I have audience. I have people who follow me. This is the numbers of 2050. I have an average of 100 visits daily. I think this is the most read post about Kiddy in Spanish, and I think it will be the most read blog about Kiddy in the world. I think, I don't know if an Indian blog or English blog more read than this. Well, I'm very happy. This is a good thing for me. Well, I was posting 1 year about KIDI project, about software of KIDI project, how help another people. But in 2008, I feel that it's not enough. I could do more things. One day, one reader of the blog tell me, why not make a talk about free software applications in education? It's obvious. I'm a teacher. I know education applications. Well, why not? I go to the talk, I make the talk, and I feel better, I feel happy. And I thought, well, it's the moment. Why not exit of my room and start to talk to the real people? Well, I am behind the screen, and I thought, it was the moment to exit. So I asked to KIDI Spain, the Association of KIDI Spain, to become a member, and they say, why not? Well, perfect. Then they invite me to go to the first event of my life of academies 2010 in Bilbao. Well, it was a revelation for me. I always thinking something strange. I think something that is not true. I thought the software is made. I never thought that software was made by a person. The users of the universe thought that the software is made by Maya machines. That is not true. And I make sense in this moment when I discovered the community behind KIDI. So I become an addict. I just have to do more and more things. And this is what I have doing from 2010 from now. I change a little the post. I started to post about KIDI community. Not only the software of KIDI, I started to talk about events, about persons behind KIDI. I started to organize event release parties. Do you remember when Plasma, when KIDI 3.5 exit and make a release party, I started to organize some events. I starting to collaborate more with KIDI Spain. I started to organize great events like academies of Barcelona and Zaragoza. I thought, and why not in your own university? Well, I started to organize events in the UNED, in the University of Distance of Spain, in my venue. And more important, I started to show my desktop to other people, show how I feel, how I do the things to my students. I started to wear t-shirts with KIDI, not today. Well, I think I do a lot of things for KIDI community. But I think all the work I do, it returns to me in other ways. Because I want a lot of things. First of
I
learn a lot of personal computers, software, projects. I have much more knowledge than 7 years ago. Second, I found great persons. I think the community is plenty of persons with a great ethic, with a great philosophy. And know these persons makes me, I think, a better person. And it's great for me. I am more ethic than 7 years ago. I thought in global and actually in local than 7 years ago. Third, personal. I start to learn language. I think I must speak well in English and I have to practice, and I can now do a little speech in English. 7 years ago, I can't, it's impossible. Another thing, I learned different ways to work. I learned that we can work together and work in virtual mode, several ways. And this is not so normal that you can thought. It was great. Organize an event like academies without seeing between us is incredible. Another thing that I want, I travel more because I have an objective. I want to go to Bilbao, I want to go to Zaragoza. I can travel to Prague to make a little speech. It was fabulous. And I think there are more things that I want, but I don't remember. Well, as you see, I am a simple user that do a lot of things. But I think that I am not particularly man. I am only an example that I can teach free software for everybody, but everybody can teach free software for everybody. We need, obviously, a KDE community, it's a community of developers. We need developers to make good software. But, and we need translators, we need designers, we need packagers, we need a lot of people doing a lot of things. But I think the more we need now is users in two ways. First way is using our software, obviously. But the way we need, the most we need are users speaking about our software, because it's difficult to simple users to understand developers. I think the people who can say users come with us are another users. So what can we do? Well, we can go do one simple thing is to cheers the people around you that are users. I'm sure that a lot of people around you that are users to help our community. Which way? All the ways. All the ways is follow KDE social network, or blogging, or assisting a conference, everywhere. Because I think the simple users have the opportunity to communicate very well to another people. Well, it's finished. I expect you can understand me. I beg you another time, pardon, because my English is not very good. But that's all.
Yeah, any questions?
Slowly, please.
Any questions?
You are a teacher in VoiceOver, and you are a physics teacher, right?
I am a physics teacher.
Yeah. Did you try to use VoiceOver in your physics class?
Yes, I use, for example, calcium to explain chemics. And I try to use STEP in physical. But the most important is that my students see my laptop with free software. And they ask about, what is this? Because this is not the thing I have in my house.
Because we are also promoting free software in schools. So maybe later we can exchange some of our experience.
Sorry, I don't understand that.
So, because we are also promoting free software in schools.
Yes.
So later after this session, maybe we can exchange some of our experience.
Okay. Well, wait.
More questions?
Okay. So first of all, congratulations for your work.
Thank
your
you.
Blog sounds like a very pretty good place for starters to begin to know about KDE and free software. And my question is, which kind of content are you actually teaching for the students? It's about the philosophical, the philosophy of free software, or how to become KDE users, or how to become KDE or Qt developers. What are you actually teaching?
To my students?
Yes.
Of free software? Or all things? I speak to my students about free software. Sorry, can you repeat?
When you teach your students, what kind of content are you passing them? You are teaching them to become KDE users, or are you teaching them to become KDE programmers?
No, KDE users. I can't explain KDE code programmer because I can't do it. I teach KDE like a KDE user. I try that my students use KDE almost like a user. I hope one day can cheer them to program for KDE. It will be fantastic, but I can't.
Yeah, we can see a lot of physicians which actually do code.
Yes, I know. I'm not one of them.
I have a question about the analytics of your blog. Just curiosity, how did the trends go? You showed the numbers for 2015, but has there been an increase or compared to other years?
It's stability. Stability from 5 years, it's stability about always the same.
And the majority of the users come from Spain?
From Spain and Latin America.
So thanks again.
Thank you very much.